If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Boom. All right, here we go. Welcome. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, and also on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Get the Odyssey app, put it on your phone, and take us anywhere you go. And you'll get the podcast after the program today, just in case you miss anything. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I can't find a pen.
Oh, jeez. All right, I'll look for a pen. You take it from
me. I can't find a pen. I need a pen. I have like five pens. What happened to pens?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, thank
here
you. Thanks so much.
Ooh, that looks like a good one right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that is
you know, I'm
good
down
one
to one.
Yeah.
I have these snappy pens that were sent to me by the 5280 Financial Group, which yeah, I'm sure makes a lot of money and probably panicking these days over the stock market, that is.
Yeah.
But the Financial Group sent me, I'd say 15 pens.
They did.
Down
yeah
to one. Jamie has stolen all of them.
I have not. I only have two at home.
But you do have two.
Yeah, I actually posted it to you guys, or I chatted it, and then I wrote in the group chat, how long before he even sees this, and you never even saw it.
Never. I never saw it.
Never saw it. I took pictures of it.
No. I'm not very good when it comes to my phone, am
no,
I?
No, you're not.
No, I'm just not. I don't know. I'm just not locked in, I guess.
Yeah.
Here's what happens. Frog steals it. Uh-huh. Frog gets it when he gets home, and
well,
then
yeah,
I
but
barely
you would have,
see it.
You would have notifications that you had text.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Maybe I got those turned off.
I don't know
what's going
it
on.
It was alive but last night during the big NCAA tournament.
Oh,
that's
yeah
for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what a game that was.
That was a great game.
It was stupid. It was just stupid at the end. Just
yeah
that guy couldn't touch it again.
No.
He just threw his hands up.
Yeah.
I was like, come
oh
on, man.
God, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got like top 10? Three of us got top 10?
I think so.
Yeah.
I've got the results here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
I've got the results. The NCAA bracket final results. 37 contestants in the bracket.
Get those words out of my mouth!
Jeez.
I know.
It's going to be one of those days.
It's okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I was number three.
Yep.
Not
bad. So
Slack.
You're in the money, I think.
No, I don't think so. I thought they said top two.
Oh, did they?
I think so.
Oh, when they knew you won third?
Yeah.
That's when they changed it?
That sucks.
I know. Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Who does top
you
two?
You know what that means.
That's weird.
Since I didn't finish in the money?
Yeah.
Well, so much for Nash's car.
Oh, yeah, they've been asking me for money. They texted me.
I told Jamie, NASCAR, by the way, who drives a car in town. He drives on these crazy tracks around here. And we sponsor his car. Jamie and I do. Parts, of, you know, $500 worth. And I said I was going to put all my winnings toward the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't win anything, Nash.
I forgot she had texted. I'm just as bad as you with text. I forgot she texted me, asked me for the money, and I ghosted her.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, you and I got to leave town.
Yeah, I know, right?
So we don't have to pay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got third. Slacker got fourth. Powerball Pete got fifth.
Nice.
Yep. Spadil, you were 10th.
Nice. Still in the top 10.
Not
top
10. That's not bad.
Carson, you were 20th.
Nice.
Yep. Jamie, you were 35.
Yeah.
Out of
37. Oh, so I wasn't 37?
No.
Oh, nice.
Wow. No, you were 35.
Man, I really achieved some goals there. Yeah. I just didn't want to be last.
Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. Woo. Good for me.
But none of us won money. So we're out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We did pretty good, though, if you think about it.
But who was top two?
Yeah.
It's yeah, just, that is odd.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's
just one or one, two, three.
Yeah.
I think the pot was like $800, close to $800, and they were giving like first place $500.
Yeah.
Second place like $300, and that was it.
Yeah.
Done. Finished.
It's nobody interesting.
Else.
Her son won second. You know what I mean?
Is Ty her son?
No, that's not. Oh, no, her son is Brown. I mean,
no.
He's not.
Yeah, well, he's down the list.
He's not. I mean, yeah, his last name is
No, Ty was second.
Okay,
yeah. Whoever
right.
that is.
Yeah,
I don't know who it is.
Ty is the one that. Never mind.
Yeah. Anyway, we didn't do so well. Game finished up last night. Florida won the national title. Okay.
Yep, they
there
sure did.
There you go.
Yep.
Beating out Houston last night.
And it was a crazy ending to the game.
It was wild.
There is a nasty problem this morning. I'll play you Jim Hooley when we come back. But, man, if you're going eastbound C-470 toward the overpass that takes you onto I-25, it is completely closed. That accident is absolutely crazy. How it occurred this morning at 1:30, and it's still there. It's going to be there probably all morning. And if you go eastbound C-470, you'd better get off at Quebec or University.
Plus, it screwed up the whole light rail system.
Yeah.
It's just all screwed up.
Yeah.
Everything is. Is that the E line? I think it is.
But
she also said the R is affected, too.
Yeah, I think everything is.
Yeah.
So. When you disrupt one, you pretty much take care of the entire system, don't you?
Well, I don't think so.
Or at least affects it.
Yeah, yeah.
At least affects it in some way. Doesn't shut it down, but it does affect it. All right, we'll play that for you. When we come back, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting rolling on a Tuesday. We do have Mumford & Sons tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:20 this morning. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Mumford & Sons tickets at 7:20 to see them at Red Rocks. Man, that's going to be a great show.
That's going to be a great show. Yeah, for
really
sure
good
it is.
Show. All right, let's get into this accident that happened this morning. This thing's going to be a real pain in the butt all morning long. It's coming from C-470. If you are on C-470 eastbound, headed to I-25, a car has gone over the ramp there that gets onto I-25, landed on the tracks, train.
Landed on the train is what I heard. Is that true?
Landed on the tracks and then the train hit.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened? Yep. That's crazy.
You know, I heard that first too.
Yeah.
No, so I'm going to back you on that because when I first heard the story, they said it landed on top of the train. I don't think that's the case.
Okay,
I think
it's a mess.
Landed on the tracks, then the train hit the car. Car gets smashed into a wall. They're all jammed up right now. The ramp headed on to I-25 eastbound C-470 currently closed. Here's Jim Hooley from Fox 31.
For the first time since January.
Well, whoa, that sounds different than Jim. Is he a girl now?
Spadil, please put it back when you come in, please.
All this happened at about 1 o'clock in the morning. The car apparently was heading along the overpass ramp. It's the one that goes eastbound off 470 going northbound on the I-25. The car flew off the ramp and landed along the light rail tracks below, and the car was then hit by a light rail train that was moving on those tracks, and then it became wedged between the train and the retaining wall. One person in the vehicle was killed. There was an operator, a passenger on board the train, and a passenger, and they were both not injured. That's hard to believe. The vehicle, though, now is still there, wedged again against that wall and the train. So the ramp that this car flew off of, which comes off C-470 going eastbound up onto I-25, northbound, that is shut down right now. And we understand service from the south part of the E-Line in Douglas County, that is shut down as well. Live in Douglas County, I'm Jim Hooley.
So the E-Line is completely shut down coming out of Douglas County.
Wow.
But if you're C-470 and if you are headed eastbound, you got to get off. Got to get off at either University or Quebec.
It's going to take forever, too, because they have to clean out that car, you know?
They said it could be midday before get that thing out of there. I noticed it when I came in because I used that same ramp, and I had to go down to Lincoln and turn around and come back. But when you come from that area, you don't really see it. You don't see what's going on because you can't see the lights, the work that's going on to get to retrieve this car. But it's currently there, and it's going to be a real headache all morning long. They're saying midday before this car's moved.
Okay, but E-470 onto I-25 north looks like it's open.
I think E is open.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be coming westbound.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
From E-470.
I hate that E and that C.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy.
And it all changes right there.
Yeah,
it does. It's easy to confuse the two because that's exactly where C turns into E. And he turns into C.
I wish they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. It is confusing.
Yeah, because both now you pay if you use the express lane.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, that is true. That's very true.
That's going to be a headache, man. What a way to start your day. But what a scene. What a scene. You go flying off. I didn't know you were capable of going off that ramp.
I think that people have gone off that ramp before.
Have they?
Yeah, one time I remember.
I don't remember that.
Just once. I remember that. Yeah.
I come on that ramp every single morning, but it looks like those barriers would stop you, especially a car.
Kind of low, though.
Yeah, I guess.
If you're going fast enough, I could see how you hit one and go over.
I don't. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I could see a truck doing it.
Yeah.
Topping over the top of it, but a car, I don't know. But it did. It happened this morning, but to land on the tracks, I didn't even know tracks were under there.
You didn't?
No. I had no idea.
You don't see that train while you drive?
Well, I know the train comes down through there, but I didn't know that they're directly under that ramp.
Oh, gotcha.
I didn't know that, but the car lands. I mean, think about the sequence here. You go over that. You land on tracks. Here comes a train. It hits you, smashes you into a wall.
Yeah, and it's a fatality.
The chain of events. Awful. Unbelievable to start a Tuesday. Wow. That's nasty this morning.
Yep, it's
very
bad.
Nasty. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get the tabloid trash. Coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so just an update. C-470, the off-ramps to I-25 north and south are both open, thank goodness. We thought it was going to be, you know, forever based on that car being squished, right? So I guess they're just going to leave it for right now. But I do know that the which train? Oh, God, now I forgot which letter.
E-line.
E-line?
Yep.
The E-line is affected. So just be aware of that. So if you use the train, the E-line, I believe, is not working. Anyway, there was a car that flew off the off ramp. So, but at least the good news is, if there is any, is that C-470 both directions, I-25 north and south, is open. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll move on now. Let's see here. This is the weirdest story, and I want to. I don't even feel like I got it right because it was so convoluted. So I was watching TMZ, and Harvey Levin basically said, "I mean, it would be extremely crazy if this happened, but he said the Menendez brothers could be out of jail by Friday."
Really?
That's what he said. Because the deal is this, is that if they get, so Newsom sent it to the parole board, for the parole board to look at the case, right? And decide if they've reinvented themselves and, you know, did all the right things. And if they decide to lessen the charges to manslaughter, they've already served that amount of time. And so they could be out by Friday.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
It's just a roller coaster.
It is, right?
Nobody knows what's going to happen here. And it doesn't seem like California even knows what to do.
Yeah, I know.
It's just everybody is all confused with this thing.
That's why the governor gave it to, the parole board. Like, I don't know.
If you remember about a month ago or so, the DA out there in California came out and said if they'll just admit that a lot of the stuff they said accusing their parents was wrong, they lied, then he would relook at this thing. So I don't even know where that ended up.
Well, it's with the parole board, so they're going to figure it out. And then again, if they lower it to manslaughter, they have already, more than enough manslaughter time. So that's what he said. But he didn't seem to think that would happen because everybody would be outraged. Yeah, you know?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't either. So we'll see. I know this is going to come as a huge shocker, you guys. But wow, I'm stunned, to say the least. It doesn't look like Firefest 2 is happening.
Yeah.
What?
What am I going to do with my tickets?
I know.
Can I resell them? I'll give them away on the air. Caller 19.
Yeah, I know it's kind of crazy, and I know we're all shocked. I mean, who even bought those tickets, right?
Seriously.
Or did anybody actually buy tickets? They're saying that the that Mexico screwed them over, that it was supposed to happen at Playa del Carmen, wherever that is. And it was supposed to happen at the end of May, but they said that all of a sudden Mexico said no. But it was all set up, you guys, I swear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we know Antonio Brown's going to be performing.
Yeah.
He's one of the acts.
It was all ready to roll. Yeah, so I know it's shocking. Yeah, I don't.
Did anybody buy tickets for this?
I bet you it was just his friends. His friends just bought tickets.
I don't even think his friends would.
Unless somebody really thought he was going to prove a point and make a huge comeback, I wouldn't trust the process.
I honestly thought it might happen just because how could you do that twice?
I didn't know he still owes $22 million.
He's a shyster.
Yeah,
he's a shyster. He's a crook.
Yeah. So, but darn, that's a shame. He did say that, no, you guys, you don't know. It's still going to happen the end of May. It's April 8th.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Never was going to happen.
Nope.
Nope.
I guess Elon doesn't like the tariff so much, and so he's in a spat with this Peter Navarro. And I don't know who Peter Navarro is, but I guess he's like the left hand, right hand. He's one of the hands of the man that is Trump. And so Elon and Peter have been like sparring and saying bad things to each other. And then Peter had the last laugh when he said, "I think this is really mean. You're nothing but a car salesman." Oh, that's mean. Oh,
yeah, well,
oh, that's mean.
True.
That's so low.
Car salesman.
Nothing but a car salesman.
How did a car salesman get such a bad rap?
I don't know. Like going postal.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, going postal kind of got a bad rap because people went postal.
Yeah, but that's like no longer a thing, but people still say it. Like, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why they use
it.
But usually it's used car salesman.
Yeah, because
right?
I feel like they're the shysters.
If you're a new car salesman, you're off the hook?
I think so, but don't all new right. car salesmen also sell used ones?
Yeah, because every car dealership has used cars.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, that is a good question, though.
Well, it's like lawyers.
Yeah,
you know, lawyers have a bad rap, too. You know, there are certain professions that if you get into it, you're considered a slime bucket.
But not strippers.
No.
No, they're all in med school.
Yeah.
So don't get it twisted. Sydney Sweeney, she was seen out with her ex-fiance, and nobody understands what happened. You know, her and her ex-fiance, they broke off their engagement. It was real, real sad, and she went out with her friends. She was just sad. And then she was seen out with her ex-fiance again, but they did not look very happy, and nobody can figure out why they went out in public. Because somebody said, well, maybe it was to get her clothes back. You know how you ask for all your stuff back?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why would you do that? Like, go be seen in public.
Well, she doesn't wear any clothes.
Well, she was wearing a lot the other day.
She can't have much at his place.
And then the other thing, why do I have this written down? I have something written down about Justin Bieber, but I don't know what it was about. Huh. I'll figure that one out later. I literally wrote down Justin Bieber. I haven't seen him today
in the news.
I have no explanation. And then BJ told me that he heard, okay? Yeah. Because he's in on the gossip. He heard that the Obamas are over.
Yeah. Well, I only have a headline, Jamie. As you know, things are tight right now with the stock market.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't have a lot of money. And they want me to pay for this subscription with Daily Mail. And I refuse to pay for it. But they have an intriguing headline. In fact, they have two headlines this morning. And I wish I could afford them.
The one is the Obamas are O-V-E-R.
Done. Finished.
And not just because of the separate bedrooms. What? Everyone's laughing about in Washington that they've been sleeping in separate bedrooms forever. But that's all I have because BJ won't pay for it.
Okay, you got a second headline there. That's pretty intriguing, too.
I guess Carrie Underwood and Taylor Swift are in a tiff or something.
Man, I wish I could afford that one.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, they're in a tiff.
I feel like this is more maddening than... than anything.
Well, at least we have the headline. Well, we can say we had the headline first.
Carrie Underwood announced that she would be performing at President Donald Trump's inauguration.
Yeah.
Many of her devoted fans were left reeling, and I guess Taylor Swift was one of them. She used to like Carrie Underwood, and now she doesn't because she performed at Trump's thing. So.
All right. Well, if you're really intrigued by that, $1.99 will get you the story.
Is that what it costs?
I think so.
Oh. Yeah. You know, you can go get your library card and you can probably get it for free.
Yeah. Well,
maybe tomorrow.
I'm tired.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then don't forget. Oh, my God. I bet my accountant hates me. I told him I'd have all my paperwork to him last week.
Taxes. Taxes.
What is today, Tuesday?
Taxes. Yeah.
It's not that far from last week, right?
No.
It's only a few
days. I get mine back today.
Oh, you get them back?
Yeah.
And you're doing yours Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday. And it's due a week from today. I feel bad. Should I tell him something? Hey, nah. Ron, I'm real sorry. I know I said last week, but I was super busy. Yeah.
I think Ron probably saw this coming. I know I did.
You did?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not as smart as Ron.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw it.
I didn't even get my car to the shop yesterday either.
I'm sure tax accountants all around town have called each other on you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I go through them. I've gone through more CPAs than anybody should. That is a true story. All right. I'm done. There you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Tuesday. Man, the week is flying by. Is it going to be a beautiful day today? 72 62 for a high. It's supposed to be sunny, but...
It's a little cloudy.
I don't know, Jamie.
Well,
why?
It's not really cloudy. It's like, what's it called? Like smog?
Yeah,
I don't know. Anyway.
First, before we go any further,
yeah.
I just want to mention that the Mega Millions tonight... Now, it's only $54 million. It's not like making a billion-dollar announcement here. But the new tickets are now $5 as of tonight. First drawing, $5. Now, here's the good news with that. That means the jackpots are going to grow, grow, and grow fast.
It's a shame that it's not a bigger jackpot for the new money amount.
You know, I think I would have waited till then.
I know.
I'm with you because I went to check, okay,
yeah.
Because I knew it was coming out tonight. And the people were, you know, either complaining or not caring or whatever. For $5, you either play or you don't play.
Right,
it's up
yeah,
to you.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't care. But the Mega Millions is the only game going up. Powerball's not. The other games are not going up.
Oh, gotcha.
It's just the Mega Millions. But I'm with you. I think it would have waited until at least a couple of hundred million to throw this in there.
Because now it feels a little expensive for my $5 only to get 54.
Exactly.
Yeah, you only
think
get 54 million.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. By the time you cut it in half in taxes.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 15 million? Is
forget
it worth $5?
It. Exactly. My God.
But tonight's the night. All right, you got some motivation
Ooh,
for
I
me?
Do. I do. You know, it's been a rough for everybody with 401ks and everybody in the market and everything. It's been tough. And I'm seeing like all these different like senior citizens talking about like, you know, that's where they put all their retirement. Because they get dividends and all that stuff, you know? Yeah. And so people are really freaked out. And it's a tough time, I tell you. So... I saw this thing and I thought it was really, really, really motivational and would change our moods about everything and realize like how short life is. You know
okay.
what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what is it?
Well,
if I could use it.
If you could play it. Now, I want you all to really listen to this because I feel like it's, to me, it changed my life. Okay. So it's okay. on number two. Here it is.
No, that's the Menendez brothers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
It says Menendez brothers.
Oh, it does. Number three. I'm sorry.
Number three.
Sorry.
Okay, all right.
Three of the hardest things for people to say.
Oh, yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
I need help. Worcestershire salt.
Worcestershire. Am I saying it right?
I don't know.
Worcestershire.
Nobody knows.
Worcestershire
sauce. Nobody knows.
Worcestershire sauce.
Wasn't that motivating?
Yeah.
There are bigger problems in the world.
Yeah.
BJ was just all about the word. It was supposed to be funny.
Worcestershire.
Never mind.
Worcestershire
I
sauce.
The whole point.
Well, to say that I'm wrong.
It really wasn't serious.
To say that.
It really wasn't serious. It wasn't about if you knew how to say it or not. It was just a thing. Never mind.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, I noticed.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I noticed.
Well, what's the catch here?
Nothing.
Did anybody else get it? What is it, Carson? So you didn't get it either.
It's just supposed to be funny. A little crack on all the seriousness that's going on.
Yeah. It's like, ha ha.
Spadil?
It's funny because like the stock market's so serious, and then this is less serious.
Gotcha. You want to try it again? Try it again, and not worry about how if you could say it right.
Three of the hardest things for people to say: I was wrong. I need help. Worcestershire.
No, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire
sauce.
Oh, God, never mind.
Did you see these extinct wolves they brought back?
I did not.
This is a crazy story.
It's wild.
I don't know if I like it.
Wait, like dinosaurs?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Only wolves?
These wolves, they're called, are they dire wolves?
Dire wolves, yeah.
They've been gone for 10,000 years.
Where'd they go?
They extinct.
It was a joke.
Gotta take this too seriously.
We're not on the same page today.
Yeah, I can say Worcestershire and they're extinct, Jamie.
They're extinct. They've been gone for 10,000 years, and scientists have gone into a lab and brought them back.
Wow.
Two of them were born. And I don't understand this. They were born in like October.
And we're just now finding out?
And we're just finding out. Okay.
That's weird.
But I think they wanted to make sure that they like grew and that they were going to be okay.
Do you
and
think
stuff.
That somewhere somebody has some dinosaurs?
Dude, I think so. This is literally what they did to bring these dogs back is actually Jurassic Park. It's the exact same thing.
Really? Just like the movie?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's unbelievable.
It's wild.
All right, here's the story.
In a first for science, biotech company Colossal Biosciences says it brought the extinct dire wolf back to life.
a species that hasn't walked the earth since the Stone Age.
The dire wolf is the first extinct species.
Well known
to the Stone Age.
Known from HBO's hit show Game of Thrones. ABC News given exclusive access into Colossal's lab in Dallas, where scientists are using genes from gray wolves to create dire wolves.
We've taken a gray wolf genome, a gray wolf cell, which is already genetically 99.5% identical to dire wolves, and we've edited those cells at multiple places in its DNA sequence to contain the dire wolf version of the DNA. That animal looks like a dire wolf, it will behave like a dire wolf, and it is a dire wolf.
Now, 7 months old, dire wolves Romulus and Remus eating well and getting bigger every day.
I don't like this at
it's
all.
Scary.
Romulus and Remus, I feel like they're going to take over the world.
It's like when they start doctoring our apples and made that weird apple. You know what I mean? Like some things you just don't, nature you just don't touch. Yeah.
And where do you get permission to do this? I don't understand that. I don't. Can anybody do it? Let's say you've got some cells and I've got DNA and you and I can just go off somewhere and recreate a T-Rex and come back and say, hey, look what we did.
Yeah, like, I'm wondering if we go for a hike over there and we scrape some of the rock, can we go and make a dinosaur?
Over at Dinosaur Mountain or whatever it's called?
Ridge,
right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
That's crazy.
It's weird. And they're saying that they're going to keep going and they're going to do the woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
That's coming next, and they are going to do it, they say, which they're saying is cruel because you've got to do more than one.
Because then they don't have a friend.
Yeah, you
they're
got a lonely mammoth.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think, if you think about like a dire wolf or a woolly mammoth, those things are going to just massively disrupt an ecosystem if you actually try to bring it back. They're apex predators. Well, they have nothing that they can like kill them.
And look what happened with killer bees. That was a scientific experiment that went really wrong.
Right.
I mean, it did.
You got to shut this place down, man. They got to stop doing this crap.
Yeah, they got to have, an island or something. But
you were talking.
Killer bees are a real problem. It was an experiment, I think, in China or somewhere, and they needed to, I forgot why they did this, but they created killer bees.
It was here.
It was here?
Yeah, because I remember them, there was a huge story about how they started down in the south, and then they were coming up, and part of the reason why they're not in Colorado is because of the elevation.
Yeah, but, they do not give up.
No,
that is insane. I've seen them cover fire trucks.
Yeah, they lock on to CO2, and then they just attack anything that's emitting CO2.
By the way, here's the sound of a dire wolf, okay? Which no human has heard.
For 10,000 years.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Where'd they go? Well, that's not disturbing at all. In the middle of the night. Out by the river.
That's cute.
I gotta get a bigger gun.
This is crazy.
It is crazy.
These are animals that were on this planet 10,000 years ago and haven't been seen since, and now they're back.
The one I can't get over still, the scientific experiment I can't get over, is when they grew that ear on that mouse.
Oh.
That was weird.
So weird. Why?
Right? There's just a mouse walking around with an ear on its back.
Shouldn't this stuff be governed in some way and not allowed to happen?
It probably is. They probably had some paperwork they filled out.
Some red tape they got across.
And then move on to a woolly mammoth, and who knows what's next. What if they do a dinosaur?
They said they want to do the Tasmanian tiger, too, which I think is something from Australia.
They need to stop. They're scaring me. They're scaring me. They are.
We're
going to
need a bigger gun.
BJ and JB Morning Show. Mumford & Son tickets coming up here. We'll do that at 7:20. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
They're here. Somebody put the wolves here in the studio.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, they're here. They're here.
I don't get it.
That's a wacky story. I don't know, man. We're messing with the wrong people and the wrong animals right now.
Yeah.
I don't see this working out too well.
Somebody said there's not a lot of regulation on it, that you can just do it if you want, but I don't know.
I've always thought that when I would see these stories about the mouse with the ear on its back, I mean, who gave permission to do that?
Yeah, well, that actually, they were, I guess in plastic surgery, the ear is the hardest thing to recreate.
Okay.
In plastic surgery.
So, they're experimenting.
So that was like kind of a blessing.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, for medical purposes down the road.
I mean, but you think about it, like if you had clay, that ear would be hard to make.
Oh,
you know?
Impossible.
And it's real skin and cartilage and you have to fold it.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. Yeah.
Now, the killer bees, did they have a purpose?
Yeah, they were supposed to be like a stronger, better bee for pollinization or something.
Uh-huh.
I can't even remember. Yeah. But it went really wrong.
Now, these dire wolves, do they have a purpose? Spadil, you've been looking into this.
I think it's one of those things where they just think it's cool and they want to do it because they can.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like because they should.
Cool's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just being cool is not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's trouble. That's trouble down the road, I think.
It might be, dude.
Yeah.
I just don't want to leave work one day and see a dinosaur in the parking lot.
I don't either. Or a velociraptor. Yeah. That sounds terrifying.
I don't know. You know what, though? After watching the Flintstones when I was so little, I feel like we could all ride them.
Like a Dino?
Yeah. Remember? Yeah, you put a saddle on them? Yeah.
Remember, he used to leave work and slide down that dinosaur. Yes. Yeah. We could use it for amusement park.
I think you guys are really looking at it the wrong way. It looks fun to me.
These people in these labs need to stop.
Right? That's
they
crazy.
Need to stop. Where are you going to release these wolves?
What are you going to do?
Are they in captivity forever?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. They got to put them on like an island or something where they're not going to get out. Yeah.
For misfit wolves?
Dude, it's got to be.
And if they're in captivity, you know PETA's going to have a problem with that, so they're going to be all up in arms
about
it.
Right?
Well, put them in PETA's office. That'll take care of that. Right?
Yeah.
All right. We do have Mumford & Sons tickets to give away. In fact, we will do that next. Stand by.
BJ and Jay.
I told you, 720.
I heard that that his son isn't going to be there. It's just Mumford.
Is his son actually
I didn't listen. I don't know the history of it. I don't know.
Well, you made me curious about
this. I know.
Yeah,
it's
Mumford & Sons. You would think they're in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, so here's the deal. It's going to be a great, great show, right? In Red Rocks. I love Red Rocks. Do I mention that every time?
Yeah.
Every time. I love Red Rocks. Anyway, it's July 21st. If you're caller 19 right now, you win a pair of tickets right now at 303-22 Alice.
By the way, these tickets are on sale right now, too.
Oh, they are?
If you go to Ticketmaster, you can get them. I got exciting news for you. Well, at least it's exciting for me, okay?
Okay, what is it?
There's a new Cracker Barrel about to open here in town. Does that make your pooper pucker or what? Huh?
Yeah.
Check this out. Let me play you the audio.
Oh, we have audio even. Wow, that's a big day.
There's a new...
think about this, you guys. BJ went all out. He went and got audio about a new Cracker Barrel.
We only have one. It's up there at 104th, up there where that big Ford dealership is.
Okay?
Now, I know exactly. It's just too far from my house, Jamie. Yeah. Now we got one in proximity.
Okay.
For the first time since January 1997, there will be a new Cracker Barrel right here.
Oh, my God. That was so loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You actually scared the bejesus out of me.
For the first time since January 1997, there will be a new Cracker Barrel right here in Colorado. The restaurant, which is known for down-home favorites, will be opening a new location near I-70 and the Central Park exit. The exact opening date is still up in the air. We do know the restaurant will be hiring for about 150 positions.
I say we load up the Bucky's bus and we hit the Cracker Barrel. The barrel bus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, you guys thought the Bucky's bus was dumb, okay? The barrel bus will work.
Yeah.
We got to show up, get our pinto beans to go, and I'm telling you, we'll have a blast.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Cracker Barrel. It feels like slop on a plate.
You're not a big fan?
No. Huh. Never have been.
You don't like that chicken fried steak?
No.
Huh. Get out of here.
Doesn't it just seem like artery clogging stuff?
Have you ever been to a Cracker Barrel?
I've only been once.
Have you? Okay.
And I don't remember being memorable at all.
What about the rocking chairs on the front
porch? And they got a gift shop
the
in there,
The gift
too.
Shop is...
All those trinkets
anytime
that are in there?
Every time I went back home, my mom would be like... Opal wants to go to the Cracker Barrel. I'm like, oh, my God. We had to take Opal to the Cracker Barrel.
Oh, folks, we've had one in town for years. The world
as you know it, is about to change.
Yeah.
A new Cracker Barrel is coming to Denver.
It just reminds me. Of, I'm not a gravy fan. I hate gravy. So, like, I just remember my grandma, like, it felt like she just, like, it was just draining down her face. Just, you know, yep. She was a little older and, you know.
Well, that's the biggest news story I got today.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
But you're excited. You're excited.
Woo-hoo!
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. You guys, I'm in hell.
Why?
Because I work with you.
What do you mean?
Dude, you are going through the whole menu of Cracker Barrel.
I love Cracker Barrel. Fidel, have you ever been to a Cracker Barrel?
No, what do they got there?
Oh my God, why did you ask?
Fried chicken. They got fried chicken.
You like fried chicken? I love fried chicken.
I love fried chicken.
Do they got chicken and waffles? That's my favorite thing.
Chicken and waffles. Okay. I'm sure you can. No, they have pancakes there.
Pancakes?
Yeah, they're not waffles. They're pancakes.
That still sounds good. Yeah.
They have pinto beans.
I hate beans.
You don't like beans?
No, I hate beans.
I don't like beans either.
Yeah, smothered. They have smothered and covered.
It's so gross.
They taste like mush. They're like, beans are nothing.
Yeah. Beans are great for you, too.
They are good for you.
They are really good for you.
I don't like them.
A lot of protein. Beans, the more you eat, the more you...
Beans are good for your heart. The more you eat them, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. So let's eat beans for every meal.
Nice! Very nice, Spadil. Spadil, everybody.
Wow. That's pretty good for a guy that doesn't eat beans.
Yeah.
I know, right? You need the whole song. Yeah. I have some bad news for Spadil, and that is if you're a regular pot smoker, you can't pop a wheelie.
No.
Yeah,
a new study came out, and it says that, and not only that, but you're more insecure in the mudroom. it says this whole study came out on all these people like Spadil that do it all the time, you know, 24/7, and they said they can't pop a wheelie. They can't raise a flag.
All
that stuff.
Which translates to not having a girlfriend.
Oof. Wow, I feel like that's a little
Can't keep a girlfriend.
I feel like it's too soon.
It's too soon.
Right for the jugular, man.
I feel like this is too soon.
Not too soon. It's been 2 days.
Although, I will tell you, I don't... Now that I, like, reflect on this whole relationship that he had...
Yeah.
They talked on the phone every day, but they never even saw each other. It was like you were catfished.
Well, and especially coming back from your tournament 3 weeks, and she didn't want to see you.
Well, I told somebody that I thought that she was a very mean person, and I don't care for her much.
I agree. I agree.
And I told the person that I think she intentionally would tell that person stuff so she would come and tell me. And I think that's really mean and really low. So I don't like her. So there. I'm helping you. I back you.
Yeah.
Well, she was mean.
Well, I think that the big thing with us was just our communication styles didn't line up very well. So, like, she had reservations about certain things, and then she said that
her
she had a hard time
seeing you.
Whoa!
She had a hard time telling me those things because I'm an older guy. So she was just, like, intimidated
Don't blame it on her age.
Older person situation.
Don't give her that courtesy.
I think her age had a lot to do with it, actually.
Why was she saying mean things about you?
I don't know.
I think she's just a mean
Are you
person.
Mean?
No.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't him. He wasn't mean. Yeah. It was her. She was mean. Yeah.
Right. She was a mean girl.
Yeah.
She was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it was just a joke. I'm sorry. Sorry I had to go this far. But yeah. I was just joking.
Well, no, but I mean, I guess it's easy for me. It's an easier breakup because they didn't even see each other for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It'd be different if they were together all the time, 24/7. You know, because that's a hard breakup. But when you don't even see anybody for 3 weeks, you're just like, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. More fish in the sea, buddy.
Yeah.
Plenty of fish. Right. It's actually an app.
It is.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Plenty.
They call it plenty offish. The people who go on there are usually weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was with this guy, and we had a kid together, and I picked up his phone one day, and I thought we were just, you know, exclusive, and then he had that thing on there, and I was like, what is this? Never heard of it.
Oh, he had more fish too, huh?
Oh, yeah, and so then I Googled it, I was like, that some bitch got an app, huh? A dating app.
Well, you tell them it's called Plenty Offish, and they make fun of people who, like, go on that app.
Yeah, because it's free, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it serves him right. See, we all go through it.
Yeah,
we all go through it. It's just life. As I tell my son, man, life is so difficult sometimes. You know, it's not always, what do you call it? It's the rainbows and butterflies and smiles. Sometimes it's just like, oh my God.
Exhausting.
This morning I actually said to Alexa,
yeah,
not today.
Not today?
Did not want to get up today. Oh. I was like, Alexa, not today. And she's like, I'm not sure I understand this. Not today. I was so comfy in my bed. I just wanted to stay in bed. This is crazy. I feel FOMO, you guys. And that is because I did not see it. And I meant to watch it. The person that does my hair, all my friends watch it. And that is White Lotus. Man, they blew out the ratings. 6.2 million viewers, smashing the series record by 30%. Sunday's season finale of The White Lotus was seen by 6.2 million viewers in the United States. Viewership was 51% higher. Higher than the season 2 finale, which drew 4.1 million U.S. viewers.
It's big.
That is quite a jump, isn't
it? And I see it everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and I want to go there. Oh, man. Because they go to the finest resorts in the world to film it, you know? Man, it looks real nice. Anyway, let's see here. Madonna wants us all to know that her and Elton John have squashed their beef.
I didn't know they had a beef.
Okay, me either.
Did you know?
No.
What was the beef? Anybody know?
No.
I have no idea.
I guess he was her, like, muse, kind of. Like, when she saw him when she was in high school, she just thought he was so amazing, and she loved him her whole life. Well, then, when she performed, he wrote something snarky about her in print and said that she's like overhyped and she's not talented and all that. And then she won a major award, and then he went after her again, and then they were up for a same kind of award for like best song for a movie or something, and then she won that one, and then his boyfriend came after her and said she's trash, she's horrible. So Madonna's been real sad about this.
They've had a beef
for a long time,
man. Well, yeah. I'm glad they cleared it up.
Yeah,
I guess they figure they're both
die.
I guess they figure they're both headed to the, to the afterworld.
Well,
so they got to clear it up now.
I think he's going to be closer than she is. I mean, he doesn't look so good lately.
Yeah, they say he's blind in one eye.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So that's sad. Yeah, so she's so happy now that they're friends again. I don't know, some of the things he said was really, really mean. Like
he was on drugs, though, big time.
Her Die Another Day song, he said, was the worst Bond tune that's ever been made.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
The James Bond movie. I mean, he said some mean things, but I guess she's like, you know what? You give, like, peace to people that get older,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not
like,
only that. I mean, again, he went through such a drug phase, alcohol, just a raging addict. And I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Maybe so. I don't know. That was crazy. Crazy. Let's see here. They're saying that Travis Kelce broke up with Taylor Swift.
Uh-oh. Do we have to pay for that one? Is that a headline?
They're saying, people are causing this rumor, and it's not true at all. So
I did see
why
that
is she
there.
Missing in action for so long?
Because of the Blake Lively stuff.
That's it?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Is that she's really, like, hurt by Blake Lively, and that she can't believe her friend used her to be part of this lawsuit. You know, she got drawn into it.
Yeah.
And she wants no part of the drama. And then when she was booed on the big screen at the Chiefs game, that's not Taylor's
Super Bowl.
See, I think that hurt her a lot, too.
Yeah, because, you know, she's used to being adored. And when you get booed, you're like, what just went wrong? So she's undercover.
I just saw a listing yesterday of how many days it's been since she's posted on social media, her Instagram, her this, and it was like 100, 200 days or something like that. And so they were saying that she's missing in action.
Maybe she's knocked up.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Mm-hmm.
That'd be crazy.
I mean, they got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season's over.
They both got downtime.
Her tour's over.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say that they are still together. They're just on the down low. They want a normal life, and they want to stay out of the spotlight for a little bit. Man, she must have a hell of a disguise.
Yeah, no
kidding. Because nobody spotted her at all.
At all.
Yeah.
No. They say her picture hasn't been taken in months.
Well, can't you buy
since
that,
the Super Bowl.
Can't you buy that mask where it makes you look like a whole different person?
Yeah. I'd like to have one of those.
You would?
Yeah. Looked them up. They're just too expensive.
Yeah, but you already look like George Clooney. Why would you want that?
Well, I want a disguise so that when I go out in public, I'm not hounded all the time.
Oh, like, right.
Yeah,
right.
The autographs and all that crap.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Jamie, it just gets exhausting.
Does it?
And, yeah. So I looked up one of those masks like a
Joe Biden one?
Well, whatever it is, I'd take it.
Well, remember that was a big rumor that people were putting on his mask because he was incapacitated. Yeah.
I think I'll go with Nancy Pelosi. I think I'd go with something like that. Or
so you want to be a woman? Wow,
could
that's
be.
Interesting.
That's a hell of a disguise if you think about it.
Well, no. I mean, that tells me there's something deeper in there.
No, don't read into it.
Oh, I am.
There's some insight in
it. No, you don't have to read into it.
Bruce.
No. Listen. Ooh, that would be a good mask. Caitlyn Jenner.
You know
how much those masks are?
I've never priced one of those.
Where do you even buy those?
Never mind.
On Amazon? Where do you get one? I'm with Carson. Where do you get one?
There are companies out there that make them.
Really?
Yeah. You just got to look it up.
What, your butt hurt now because we've never priced them?
Nope. Because you think I'm a woman. That's why. Because you think I'm a woman and there's something inside me that wants to be a woman. And now I'm mad. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can say at this point. I'll carry this with me all day today.
I can't fix it.
No, you cannot fix this.
There's
I do not want to be
back.
A woman.
I wonder if they make a Hallmark card for this.
That's why it's called a disguise, okay?
Kim Kardashian allegedly has plans to protect Bianca. They say that Kim is trying to get Bianca out of Kanye's little cult to get her away because that's literally the only person he has left on his team. And if she gets Bianca out of that situation, then Kanye will be alone and have to look at himself. Hmm. That's what she's saying. I didn't hear her say that. It's sources, okay? And you know I love sources.
Big on sources.
I love them. The NCAA basketball team, Florida, they won last night.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, it was
national
a great
champions.
Game. It was a stupid game. It was what they call a nail biter.
Yeah, well, it ended stupidly.
It did because the guy couldn't touch it.
No.
Didn't even get a shot off.
Can't touch this.
There, nah, nah, nah.
Can't touch
nah,
this.
Nah, nah.
Can't touch this.
Look.
That's crazy how you slide back and forth like that. It's just like MC Hammer. That's
like
wild.
Did you see the MC Hammer video from the weekend?
No.
Dude, this guy's like 71 years old, okay? And you should see him dance.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Just like the old days.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why are we yelling?
I don't know.
All right, I'm done. There you go, Tablet Drink.
I mean, watch the video. I mean, this guy, he's not lost anything.
Good for him.
And I think he's around 71, 70 years old, something like that. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Oh, another chance to win Mumford & Sons is coming up with Slacker later on this afternoon. And we'll have more tomorrow morning, too. The reason I say, oh, no, the baby's got the measles.
I know. That's really sad.
The baby is, what, less than a year old?
Yeah. And so they couldn't get a vaccine yet because the baby wasn't old enough.
Yep.
Colorado kid.
They're worried about exposure in the ER.
Yep. Here's the story.
This infant is under the age of 1 year old and is unvaccinated, but that's because babies normally get the routine dose of MMR, which is measles, mumps, rubella, at 12 to 15 months old. So this infant is simply just too young to receive the vaccine, which is the best method of protection, as we know. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, this infant traveled to Chihuahua, Mexico, and that's where the baby contracted the virus. That area is currently experiencing an outbreak on measles, and right now evidence shows there is no link between the first case contracted in Colorado, which was in Pueblo, and this recent case with the baby in Denver County. But based on information that's available right now, if you were at Denver Health Emergency Department located on Bannock Street, April 6th, from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., you may have been exposed to measles.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah, it is. That's awful.
If you were in the ER that day?
Yeah, wow. Keep track of your symptoms, they say, like 21 days.
These ERs, too, I mean, like hundreds of people go through there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, when we were in a car accident, my kid was really, really little, like just born. And they took us in an ambulance to the ER in Los Angeles. And basically, the lady came out and she said, do not come in here. It is just a festering place.
Like a cesspool.
Yeah, she's like, go to your pediatrician. Do not bring that baby in the ER.
Now, I didn't realize.
Obviously, you would if the child, you know, had traumatic injuries, right? Yeah. That's where you go. But
well,
she's like,
over the years, you rarely saw the measles because everybody was vaccinated when you were really young, right? And so I kind of lost touch with the measles, okay? I didn't realize they're so deadly.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's crazy.
You
didn't know that either?
No, I did not.
Until recently when it started flaring back up again. That's when we started reading more about it. But from everything I'm seeing, that it's a really, really serious condition.
And I guess they've had another outbreak in Texas.
Yeah, I think Texas really is kind of a hotbed right now. But that's right across the border from Chihuahua. That's also a hotbed right now. So.
You just freaked me out. What?
Yeah.
What? Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
Is that a place?
Yeah, Mexico.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
That's what was in the story.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah. It said Chihuahua, Mexico.
Because the kid went there.
Not only that, I know a guy from there.
I don't know why. Every time I hear Chihuahua, I think Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You get on Taco Bell, yeah.
They might be tied together in some way.
Sorry. All I know. I'm sorry.
No, a guy that worked on my
brain fart.
A guy that worked on my house was from Chihuahua.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
He loads up different supplies here in town and takes them down to his family in Chihuahua, Mexico.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I hear Chihuahua, I know exactly what it's about.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But the measles. If you were in that ER during that time frame, you got to get checked.
Did that story really say Chihuahua in it?
Yeah.
I'm worried about me. I feel like I had a stroke.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you just kind of like,
yeah. Plus, I'd heard it all mornings because, I mean, look, it's on right now on TV. Man. And they mentioned Chihuahua, too.
Woo, man. I might want to go get checked.
Maybe you have the music.
MRI or something.
BJ and Jamie.
Almost 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Going to be 75 today. And supposed to be sunny, but it's not exactly looking sunny to me out
there. No, it's not.
45 right now, so I don't know what's going on. Do you see where the Women's Soccer League, the professional league, here in town, you know they're building that new stadium, right?
Yep.
They have sold 10,000 pre-sales when it comes to season tickets.
Good for them. That's awesome.
10,000.
That's good.
And that's a record for the league.
Yeah. That's
unbelievable, right?
Yeah, it is. So are those, did you say those were, see, I'm having a stroke. Did you say those were season tickets?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Deposits.
Oh, okay.
Deposits on tickets. Because they don't start till 2028.
Oh, they don't?
Right.
Oh.
Isn't that the date on it?
I thought it was sooner.
I think it's 2028 when it starts, but they've got 10,000 people that said, hey, I'll give you some money right now for it.
That's nice.
That's pretty cool.
That is good. Yep.
And
yep.
As Carson said, it's the largest ever for the women's soccer league, so.
Yeah, it says, I missed that. Denver breaks the records for the most tickets deposits sold in NWSL history.
So they're going to start playing in 2026.
2026?
Nice. Yep. Oh, it's sooner than we thought.
I'm thinking about the stadium. When
stadium
it's
will
be built.
Yeah,
2028. All right, Trader Joe's, those tote bags.
Yep, Carson collects all of them.
I got every color.
All right, they say they're going for $1,000 each.
What?
That's what they say.
What, even the old ones? So he could sell all those?
I looked it up this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, don't believe
no way.
It. It's a lot.
Oh, it is.
You can find them for $13. Okay.
There's one for $5.99.
Yeah. You can find them very cheap on eBay. So when you see that story today, if you go out and you're standing in line, you're fighting people, you know, throwing punches just to get one of those bags, it's not going for $1,000.
Now, what is the, let's go to our tote bag expert. What is the attraction for these?
They're just collectibles. I mean, it's something that it's that FOMO reaction, right? Like, everyone wants them, and if you can get your hands on one, you're like, yes, I
they're
feel
collectibles?
Validated. Yeah, people collect them.
I don't,
you got to collect every color.
I guess
color.
I think of you. Collectibles as something different.
Well, I'm not one to follow the pack.
Yeah.
And let the pack tell me what's collectible and what's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, just because people are saying they are, and if you go to, you know, eBay to look at these things, they're selling for like $6. So they're not really that collectible, are they?
Yeah. And to me, they kind of, don't be mad, but they seem kind of white trash a little bit. Like, I got a tote bag.
What do you do with it?
That's what I mean.
It's a reusable bag. You can do anything. You can get, if you go to the beach, you can take your beach stuff with
you. Well, then it's not.
If you go to the grocery store, you can put your groceries in there.
See, I get it for grocery use. That's not white trash. I'm saying if you take it to the beach, that's weird.
Yeah. If you take it to the beach. And not only that, if it's a collectible, you don't use it.
Well, you can get multiples.
Oh,
And then, so none of it makes sense to me. It makes no sense.
Have some you keep, and then and mint condition, like the Thai Beanie Baby tags. You know, you put that tag protector on, you protect it.
Yeah.
And then there's some
How's that working out for you?
Yeah. Well, not the best.
Yeah.
One day those things are going to be vintage and it's gonna they're going to be worth millions.
But you know how like you see those, and I'm not this girl, but I want to be, I strive to be that. You know how you see the girl and she like throws on her outfit, she has all the like the perfect things for like, you know, her trip to the beach. Well, one of the things is not a Trader Joe bag.
I wouldn't think so.
How do you know?
I wouldn't think so.
Because I watch those women that have all their crap together and they're fashion, you know, divas, and they look amazing, and it's not a Trader Joe bag in pink.
I can't think of a better accessory to have.
And I can't see myself seeing somebody with one of those bags and thinking more of them. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't want to like mug them and take it from them? Like, no. I don't want that color. Yeah.
No, it just seems dumb.
It does kind of seem odd. Yeah.
I think the people at Trader Joe's is laughing their butts off behind the scenes.
Although
they're doing everything they can to create this buzz, which they are doing, and they're laughing all the way to the bank on it.
Although I was really, really late to the Stanley thermos, you know, thing, I just got one. That's how late I am, right? It's been going on for, what, 5 years or something? And so I got it, and my kid goes, oh, yeah, that's great. They have lead in them. I was like, what the hell? I almost said the F word. Yeah. I was like, is that? And he said it was the outside case or something.
Yes,
but
yes.
Still, you worry about the lead. So now I'm not using it.
Yeah.
And I just came to the party.
Welcome to the trend.
I think that trend's over.
I haven't even. Well, I'm not drinking that because I'm afraid of lead poisoning. But then my kid, of course, being so nice, he's like, Mom, I think it's really too late for you to worry about lead poisoning.
Right. Well, if you're hanging on to these Trader Joe bags and you're thinking it's worth $1,000 because you see the story out there, it's not. Because I've looked it up on eBay this morning. You get one for $6, man. Anywhere from $6 to $13, you can buy them all day long. So I don't know where these $1,000 stories come from.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because they're just not there.
It happens with everything.
It does.
They're not there.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, if you haven't caught the news this morning, there was an accident this morning that was absolutely, well, tragic for one thing, but the domino effect was just incredible. I mean, just almost impossible, it seems to me.
Yeah, it does.
All right, there was a car at 1:30 this morning that was coming up C-470 going eastbound. And you know, you get to that ramp where you merge onto I-25. The car went over the barrier there on the ramp, landed on an RTD track, train track, sat there for a few minutes, and then here comes the train. Train smashes into the car, drives the car into a concrete barrier wall. Just unbelievable chain of events. It was crazy this morning.
Do we know if that train is up and running yet?
I don't think it is.
It's not.
I don't know for sure. I think the story again.
I think it's still sitting there.
I think it's still sitting there, and they have to get this thing out of there some
what
way.
What letter was that? R-E?
E. It's the E-line.
E-line, yeah.
Coming out of Douglas County. So you're going to see some problems there this morning. All right, let's get to this lady you were talking about.
No,
I
was
just
telling
you.
I just wanted to inform everybody when they see it. Yeah, yeah. I was just telling you off the air. This was just off the air. It's like, isn't it funny you think that you, like, post the most innocent thing on social media and it can completely ruin your life?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, what's that guy that used his baby as a, he wiped off the snow?
Oh, yeah. Remember? He used to clean off his windshield.
Yeah, and then he got investigated by social services or whatever, child protective services. And so, you know, it's just weird. Like, sometimes I see, like, little baby videos or whatever, and then I read the comments, and people just rip other people apart. I mean, it's insane. Like, I get nervous even with Carson, just for me. I want to, like, it's in my head. I would never comment. But, like, when his baby was little and he had it around the dogs, it made me so nervous to look at that. I mean, I would never say, like, what are you doing with the baby around the dog? But, you know.
But some people will.
Yeah.
We are social media profilers.
Yes.
That's exactly what we are. It's nothing short of profiling. Because you look at something and you automatically make up your mind if that person is a good person or a bad person.
Yeah, immediately. You're absolutely right.
Like, it's crazy.
It is. So there's this Real Housewife of, let's see, New York. And she is, you guys, on Reddit, TikTok, she's getting destroyed. annoyed. I mean, I know if you don't have that algorithm, you don't know that that's happening. But this Real Housewife, she just had a baby and she's mixing a cocktail, right? Like on the counter. She hasn't had a drink in 9 months. And so she has a newborn. She's mixing a cocktail. She shakes the shaker. Well, they feel like, too, like, even when she shakes, even though it's the other hand, that the baby's being jarred a little bit, which it's not.
Oh, my God.
Right? And then they say, quote, unquote, she leaves her baby dangling in her other arm while she drinks a martini. Dangling. The word is dangling.
I can't believe she would do something like that. That's crazy. That lady, listen. Yeah, she needs to be investigated immediately.
Can I tell you something? And you probably, like, my kid was a newborn, yeah. And I put him in the stroller. I lived in, you know, at the beach. And you don't think that I didn't have my sippy cup full of wine?
Yeah, but you didn't post it.
No, I didn't post it. But still, you know, it's like.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's just that we make these judgments on people just by looking at a picture or a video.
Yeah.
And when really it's not what it appears to be. And no, but nothing was intentional. And this lady deserves her drink if she wants one.
Right.
Even if she's got a child there, it doesn't matter.
Spadell, you're watching it. Is that baby dangling?
No, the baby's just chilling. It's having a good time.
I mean, they are going after her. It's even on the Daily Mail and everything. Yeah. They're the ones that use the line dangling. The Daily Mail did. It's like...
She's dangling, man.
And she's hanging out.
I don't think that people under... Well, maybe you do. I don't know. I don't know if you guys know how many soccer moms, you know, you think that they're drinking a Starbucks. They've replaced that with wine.
Absolutely not. It is something else.
I learned this. I didn't even know this. So I was like, oh my God, she always has a Starbucks. There was an old neighbor. And I said to my other girlfriend, now I just had my kid, so I didn't know this was a thing, right? And I said, she always has Starbucks. Like, she like loads up that baby and goes to get Starbucks all the time. She goes, no, she keeps that same cup and puts wine in it. I was like, oh, she's genius. Slick.
That is slick.
Isn't right? it? Yeah. So like all the soccer moms, when you see them with a Starbucks, it might have wine in it.
Even going on walks in your neighborhood, just look at what the moms are holding.
I'm telling you, that's what I had with my stroller. Yeah, I was like, yeah, nobody will know.
All right,
yeah.
The story came out yesterday that Lowe's will be closing for Easter, all day on Easter. Now, and then Carson comes back with this story about a boycott.
No, it's a blackout.
It's a retail blackout.
Yeah.
Something doesn't add up here, okay? Because I saw where Lowe's, they put out their statement, and their statement was all about religion and families. And well, then why would you call it a blackout?
Because they want everybody
or a boycott blackout.
There wasn't. I didn't hear boycott. Was it
I heard boycott
blackout?
Okay,
yeah. Retail blackout.
But that doesn't sound right. I mean, it just doesn't compute.
Isn't a retail blackout a form of boycotting? Right?
No, yeah.
Because you're refusing to shop there. Right. So that's boycotting.
No. Missed up. They're closing their stores so people can celebrate Easter.
And so right. people can be with their families.
Yeah.
It's all about the employees.
So they're just blacking out the store hours for that 24 hours.
That's a really confusing way to say that.
That's what I said, Jim. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It just doesn't compute.
Yeah, no, the blackout thing doesn't make sense because that means that you're not utilizing whatever it is that's
okay,
the
blackout. Okay, we're overthinking this. Anyway, they're closing, but here's the... Yeah. Here's
but is Target and all these others
Target
closing
is too?
Target?
Yeah, guess who's not? Who? Our old buddy who owns the Broncos isn't.
Who what now?
Greg Penner.
Walmart is staying open.
Oh,
yeah.
Walmart.
They hate families.
All right. Walmart should not participate.
Walmart never closes.
No, they said, yeah, they're like, here's what they said. I like this angle, right? So everybody's like, you know what, maybe, because I kind of agree, like with all these different holidays and stuff, it is kind of weird to me that I feel bad for people that have to work on holidays,
yeah.
you know?
Oh, horrible.
Thanksgiving,
yeah.
all, you know, all of them. But anyway, they said, We're keeping the Walmarts open in case people have emergencies.
Yeah.
Okay.
In case you need some medicine, well, got you.
Yeah.
Do they close on Christmas? Do you know?
I don't know.
I think they do, don't they?
Christmas Day, I think.
I think they're open until like 5 or something. They have weird hours.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I know on Thanksgiving it's a little bit different, but I think on Christmas Day they're all closed. For the most part. Well, anyway, Lowe's has announced that they're going to be closing all day for Easter. I've not seen the official when it comes to Target, though, or the other stores.
Target's closing 2,000 stores.
They've officially said
it? All 2,000 stores.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. They have 2,000 stores?
Same with Costco. Costco's going to be closed as well for 24 hours.
Oh, you're sad.
Yeah. I got to go the day before.
What will you do this Easter?
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Going to be 72. They say sun's coming out.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, I don't know.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I get so tired of everything being a subscription.
Dude.
Everything.
I was just watching the market because I was kind of, been freaking out. But I've been watching it, and then all of a sudden it comes up. It says, you've reached your free TV, live TV limit. Save $150 when you subscribe. It's $149 a year for Bloomberg. It's like, what?
Websites, you go there, now they're charging. You can't get anything online anymore without paying for it.
What's your one that makes you crazy? Daily Mail?
Like they've added plus now.
Yeah.
And every day it seems, and it's going to continue in this direction, that soon you'll have to just pay for it, period, okay?
Yeah.
But slowly they started charging for articles here and there. And then it increased, and now it's increasing more. And now it's about half of the page you have to pay for.
Well, I pay for the Gazette or something like that. But then I can't remember my password. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so annoying because I have so many things I can't remember my password. And then I don't, like the other day, I didn't even get a pizza because it said enter your password for a Domino's or whatever.
For your rewards,
and I was like, forget it.
Aww. No, you're right. Yeah. You got to jump through hoops for anything. If you have National Donut Day. You can't get a donut. Just walk in and get a donut.
Nope, you
got to jump through the hoops.
You got to get the app for that.
I look through my phone, and this is the greatest thing about the iPhone, is that you can go into subscriptions.
Yeah.
And I've got probably 6 or 7 that are pending that are going to be expiring, but that's just because I go in and keep tabs on them. But everything's got a subscription to it.
The other thing you can do is go on Amazon. It'll tell you your subscriptions on Amazon, too. Did you know I was paying for books on tape?
You were?
Like audiobooks? Really?
What's the last book you ordered on tape?
I think there must have been a deal of some kind with something.
They give
you
30 days for free. If you don't cancel it within 30 days, then it automatically starts charging you.
I'm paying for audiobooks?
How'd that even start? I mean, that's my biggest question.
I have no idea.
I bet you're right. It came with something you bought. It was a promotion, and then you just didn't cancel it.
I bet.
But you got to opt in at some point.
No, sometimes you don't.
No, I bet it was like, you're signing up for Prime, you get this. And I was like, okay.
Just remember to cancel it. Otherwise, it's $9.99 a month after
that. Dude, I still have HBO. I haven't seen a movie on HBO in since Nam.
Yeah. I have it too.
I bought it for one specific show, and then it ended, and I haven't canceled it.
Yeah. The only thing I watch on there is they have some boxing.
Some boxing?
Boxing, so sometimes I'll watch that. But other than that, I don't watch HBO.
Shmadil was telling me off the air in the hallway, he spends $90 a month on subscriptions.
Yeah, I got Netflix. I got something called Crunchyroll, which is an anime service. I got...
what do you do with that?
You watch anime.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cartoons.
Japanese cartoons.
You can't just watch that for free on YouTube?
Yeah.
No.
No, they're not on YouTube. Oh. Yeah, and they're very, very stringent with their copyright.
Just get the Cartoon Network.
They don't cut Japanese anime on there.
They have Tom and Jerry.
Cartoon Network.
Right, they have American cartoons.
Well, what's wrong with American cartoons as opposed to Japanese cartoons?
Yeah.
They're not as good.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. When that coyote blows up, I laugh every time.
You like the throwbacks, real monsters.
You like the Japanese plots better than the American plots when it comes to a cartoon?
Yeah, there's more action.
No, he thinks that the weird anime girls are sexy.
Well, they got big boobs and stuff too. Yeah.
Well, watch that Jessica Rabbit. That'll get it going for you.
Yeah. That was the first one when I was a kid.
You watch cartoons with big boobs and you wonder why she dumped you.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Think about the big picture here, pal.
Grab a hold of something. It's gonna be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I'm just listening to BJ just go on and on and on and on and on and
about
on
what?
About Christie Brinkley.
Yeah, man, it looks good. She's 71 years old. I admire that.
Yeah.
People that can pull that off, you know?
Well, she probably goes to facial aesthetics.
I'll bet she does.
Yep, so there's always
they
that.
They did a good job on her, man.
I will tell you, it is interesting to me. I go to facial aesthetics, and it was, what, last Tuesday or Wednesday? Well, just now the Botox is kicking in. It's such an art that they can, like, find the muscles to relax, you know, when they put the Botox in, and then they relax it, and then all of a sudden you don't have those wrinkles that you did. It's so bizarre to me. I mean, they just find, like, you know how, see how you have that big line in between your two eyes?
Yeah.
That big crevice? Right here. Yeah, that, like, that Grand Canyon.
It's manly.
But the weird part is, though, they know exactly like where to find the muscles that control that. And then you look relaxed and then you won't have that anymore.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I don't
want
to lose it, though.
Well, you did that one time and you liked it.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's back and I love it.
We can get some spackle. Yeah. I told you that. We can go to Home Depot and just spackle it up.
I like it.
I know you do. Pumpkin. Anyway, yeah, so and this is a this is a shameless plug for facial aesthetics because I love them and I think they did an amazing job on my face, so I appreciate them. All right, you know what does not look good is Britney Spears' teeth. Everybody is talking about what the heck happened. You know, she posted that video where her fingernails are all, she doesn't have them done or whatever, and now people are like, look at her teeth. And if you look at her teeth, there's like a space in between them, and they're all kind of, they look a little chipped or something.
She's let herself go.
I mean, it's like her veneers fell off.
It's because she started talking to that English accent. It just kind of comes in and takes over and it screws your teeth up.
No,
it's got nothing to do with it.
If you have an accent, it doesn't.
Was that a joke?
Yeah, that was a joke about English teeth.
Oh, about English teeth.
Yeah,
I get
British,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She left you?
Oh, man. I'm starting to make sense now, aren't I?
Yeah,
every time I bring that up.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he's not weird. He's not weird at all.
But he's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a good joke.
It's okay.
Okay.
You want to hear my joke? It was horrible. It went like this. Oh my gosh, I have some motivational stuff for you guys. Can you play number two?
It's number three.
You mean three?
All right.
Three of the hardest things for people to say. I was wrong. I need help.
Worcestershire.
He talked all over it again. Yeah, it couldn't just sit there by itself and just be funny.
Sorry about that.
It's fine. Anyway, Britney Spears are saying her teeth are jacked up. It's kind of crazy. I learned something today. I just wanted to share with the class because this is crazy. Did you guys know there's a special way to open up gummy bears?
Like open up the bag?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. I just watched a TikTok. So there's a little tab on the backside of your gummy bears. You pull down the little zipper. There's like a zipper in the back. I know. You pull down the zipper in the back and you can eat your gummy bears with the little slice in the middle. And then if you're not done with them, you roll them up and that little zipper is sticky and you can roll them up.
What?
Yeah. I know. Crazy.
How are we just finding out about this?
Exactly. My life has been changed. It's nuts. I guess you don't eat
BJ, are you not impressed with that?
You don't get the bag of Haribo or whatever.
No, Oreos has the same thing.
Well, yeah, but they show you that.
Yeah.
No, this is unseen. This is.
Yeah, I don't get gummy bears.
Well,
I don't know.
You just zip it down the back and then you eat them right through
this
the middle.
This has never been advertised to anyone.
I know. It's going viral.
Wow.
And then you just wrap up. That little thing is sticky and then your gummy bears stay fresh.
See, this is why they can't ban TikTok.
because that's where I learned it from.
Exactly. Yep,
you are right. Great point. This is kind of a crazy story. So the Model Y, was the biggest, greatest selling new car last year. Like everybody who was buying them, it's a Tesla. The Model Y, right? Well, listen to this. So you have all the success, right? Yay for you. Well, then, now they're saying today, the Cybertruck, and I'm so sorry because I know a lot of you listen and you have Cybertrucks. It was a dirge. They have 2,400 Cybertrucks that they cannot sell at all. They can't unload them. It's $200 million worth of inventory. Nobody wants them, apparently. And if you have a Cybertruck and you don't like it, they won't let you turn or trade it in for a different model.
Hmm.
Because nobody will buy a used one.
Yeah, they can't get rid of it.
Yeah. So isn't that kind
of... Don't they have that problem with all Teslas, though, that nobody wants a used one?
Well, I mean, they're not... But the difference is you can trade in a used one.
You can trade it in.
Yeah, just can't trade in a Cybertruck. And so it's because nobody wants them. But what a weird, like, talk about going from, like, Model Y, everybody wanted it, it was a thing, to, like, this truck that was supposed to change the world of trucks, and it just didn't work out. I see him. There's a guy that drives one that's, and sorry if this is you, but, dude, you wrapped yours all ugly. It is red and black stripes.
Oh,
it just looks bad. It does.
Yeah, we've got a purple one in our neighborhood.
You do?
Hideous. It's like Bernie, like Barney purple.
Or Bernie.
Barney. You know, I'm mixed up with the Avs mascot.
Everybody raved about those trucks, though. When they first came out, you wanted one. Carson, you loved them. Everybody loved them.
Yeah.
Everybody loved them when they first came out. That was the rage, but now everybody's turned on them.
I know. Well, I mean.
It's true.
But they do have some problems. There's some issues with them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anybody that owns one. But every now and then I see a post. But I see a lot of people posting that they're boasting about their truck, too.
Well, I think once you're in it, it's that thing, BJ. You can't
say. You don't want to admit that you bought a Lemon, right?
Yep, you can't say that you
have. No, I get that, too.
I mean, I will tell you, I will never, ever take another car to 5R and have them build it out because that was a huge mistake. I think I'm the only person that does that.
Well, and I think that all of us have bought a vehicle over time.
What was that?
Spadell, are you okay?
My phone fell.
All right, thanks, buddy. I think all of us have bought a car, some model of a car, because we go through several cars through a lifetime. We've all bought one that we'd never buy again. But at the time we owned it, it was a great car.
Yeah.
We thought we knew it wasn't, but we would lie about it.
Yeah.
You know? Because you didn't want to be that person that you got taken.
Like the first one you got.
The Mitsubishi Eclipse?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a classic car. Come on.
He still loves that car.
You'd never buy it again, though.
No. Looking back on it, no.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Could Eric and Lyle Mendez get out of jail by Friday? This is such a weird story. I guess what they're doing is they're saying that the parole board got the case because whatever is Governor Newsom or whatever, he threw it to the parole board. And if the parole board decides that it's manslaughter, then these boys, they're men. We'll be out by Friday because they've already served time for manslaughter. So
I think they're just playing with these guys.
I do too. What a weird.
They call them going, hey guys, we about to let you out on Friday.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Joking.
Then laugh and hang up.
It's so bizarre. By the way, TMZ did a little documentary from jail last night, and here's a little bit of it.
Hope for the future is really kind of a new thing for us, I think. I think Eric would probably agree with that. It's not something that we spend a lot of time on. I'm striving to be a better person every day, and I want to be a person that my family can be proud of.
The 360-degree evaluation of where they are, where they've been, and where they're going to be is incredible.
Their entire life, they've been spoiled. They've been coddled, and they've always got what they want, and this is just something they want. They want to get out of prison.
Who I've evolved into, who I've seen Lyle evolve into, I'm beginning to like myself, be proud of myself, and find it okay to like myself. You never know how long you'll be blessed to be on the earth, so we don't just sit around waiting for something.
Crazy, huh? They're going to be, if they get out, they're going to be so happy about hair transplants.
Yeah. These guys aren't getting out of prison. I don't see it happening. They shot their parents 14 times.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, they don't deserve to be out.
I agree with that. And then finally, I know you guys are going to be sad, but Firefest 2 is probably not going to happen.
I guess. I got tickets.
I know.
I already booked my flight for this thing.
I know nobody saw this coming, but I guess it's just not, it's not really panning out. All right, there you go, Tablo Trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 72 and sunshine today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. There you go, little Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran. Earlier this morning, we did this story about these wolves. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just want to replay it real quick.
Well,
here,
no,
okay?
Everybody's talking about it. It's going viral all over the place.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because people don't like it.
It's fascinating.
It's scary too.
It
that,
is scary.
That people can just make animals that, that don't exist anymore.
Yeah. I don't think we should be doing
I
this.
I don't either.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I think we are playing with something we don't need to be playing with. Okay. You've got these scientists in these labs, and they're taking this gene and this gene and that gene and
whose
this,
gene?
That pair of genes.
Simmons?
All kinds of genes. No, not a Gene Simmons.
Look, Spadil, I did a joke like you. I did one of those funny ones like you do.
Mine was funny, though.
What?
I said I thought mine was funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't Gene Simmons was funny?
Yeah, you didn't.
No,
did.
Like that one? No. Yeah.
All
right. They're called dire wolves. These wolves have not been around for 10,000 years. Think about that for a minute.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Yep.
10,000 years. Not even walking this planet. Their day had come and gone.
Most people thought they were like mythical creatures, that they didn't even like actually exist back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
They've been gone for so long.
How do you know that how do you know that?
That's like what mythical. That's what all the news agencies are reporting.
That's what the internet said.
Yeah.
They've been gone for 10,000 years, folks.
Yeah.
Not been around.
Nope.
But a couple of scientists got together, Larry and Mo, got together with a couple of genes, and they threw them together and said, we're going to bring them back, man. Here's the story.
In a first for science, biotech company Colossal Biosciences says it brought the extinct direwolf back to life, a species that hasn't walked the Earth since the Stone Age.
The direwolf is the first de-extinct species.
Well known from HBO's hit show Game of Thrones, ABC News given exclusive access into Colossal's lab in Dallas, where scientists are using genes from gray wolves to create dire wolves.
We've taken a gray wolf genome, a gray wolf cell, which is already
She's
genetically 99.5% identical to dire wolves, and we've edited those cells at multiple places in its DNA sequence.
I think she's just proud of what they've accomplished.
I think she's a smile talker.
Yeah, I think so too.
To contain the dire wolf version of the DNA. That animal looks like a dire wolf, it will behave like a dire wolf, and it is a dire wolf.
Now, 7 months old, direwolves Romulus and Remus eating well and getting bigger every day.
This is bad.
What's the
bad,
fascination
bad,
with wolves lately?
Like, yeah,
why is everybody on the wolf train?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. I just know that this opens the door that whatever animal walked this planet, doesn't matter what it is, at some point they can bring it back.
Well, aren't they going to make a woolly mammoth?
They're thinking
Yeah,
about
they're going to try it.
Mm.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
I wonder if a woolly mammoth would make a great pet.
Yeah, maybe a good throw rug. Was that funny?
That
I was serious, actually.
Yeah, it's better than Gene Simmons.
But I'm just, and there's scientists are saying that they can't do just one. You got to come back with a male and a female, okay, to keep
so
moving forward, right?
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I just think this is really bad.
I do too.
Bad.
I don't want to do dinosaurs and all that. I watched that Jurassic Park. It goes bad.
Yeah, really
real bad.
Yeah.
You can't escape.
No.
Those
no.
dinosaurs are fast.
Even though they're on an island, they still get out.
And they're mad.
Yeah. They're really mad. Those little velociraptors.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a pesky dinosaur
terrifying.
Right there, man.
Yeah.
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 All right, there you go.
Okay.
Dire wolves. They're back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie and I are discussing first grade grammar.
We really are.
English.
Yeah, long I's and silent I's. The silent I isn't really that silent because there's still a "eh."
Well, you know, I'm doing Frog's homework last. Well, he's doing
Wait.
Homework, not me. I'm sorry. I'm helping.
Wow, did you guys all hear that? Huh.
My wife gets so upset with me because I do fudge a little bit with his homework.
And where does that get him? Nowhere.
No. Well, it gets me back to the TV faster. So that's where it gets us, okay?
Yeah,
you want where it gets us? I'll tell you where it gets us.
There was a college championship on last night,
dude,
man. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I've got to do homework for a first grader. You got Florida playing Houston for the national title? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Even I watched it.
Yes. So we had to do the long eye and the silent eye, okay? And we had to take a book and we had to go find these certain words. Like, I-G-H-T, all right? So might, right, that, got, all got the long eyes, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't find them in the book.
You didn't?
No. I just whispered them into his ear. Right. 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 There you go. Right. Uh-huh. Might.
And then you had to find silent eyes, and I said, what is a silent eye? And you're like, with. And I'm like, no, it's got eh in it. It still has a vowel that has eh.
It's got it in there, but it's silent.
It's an eh.
Look, I had a basketball game to watch. With is silent, is silent. They're silent eyes.
Well, then he's just going to go, with it.
Yeah. For all I know, he failed miserably when he got to school this morning. Oh. I don't know.
You're right. Okay.
And honestly, I don't care because I saw the ball game last night.
Wow.
It was a good one. It was a really good one.
You know what you're saying now? That guy could have easily picked up that ball, and it wouldn't have been a penalty. Wouldn't have been a turnover.
Know, I wondered how that worked.
All right, let me try to explain it to the audience, okay? So a guy gets the basketball, and we're down to the last second.
And he had possession of it.
And he's only behind by 2 points. All he's got to do is make a basket or somebody make a basket. So the guy takes the ball, and he catches the ball from another player that throws it to him. He goes to shoot, but he realizes that he's about to get blocked, so he just drops the ball down on the floor.
It didn't get hit?
No.
Okay.
He dropped it.
All right.
Yeah, it didn't get. It looked like it was going to get hit.
Yeah.
But it didn't get hit. So he, because he could have grabbed it easily if it got hit.
Yeah,
but
because he wouldn't be the
ball,
last one to touch it.
And he thinks if he dribbles again, that it's double dribble. And it's not, because he never dribbled the first time, is what they're saying now.
Oh, because so he basically just caught it.
They're making this kid feel a lot worse.
Yeah,
actually.
No kidding.
Did you see him crying?
Oh
no.
Oh, dude, he was bawling his eyes out.
Oh.
Yeah, because he lost the game.
That's a helpless feeling.
Yeah,
right?
He lost
the game.
He did lose
the
game.
And now they're piling on and saying, "Ah, what a dumb move! You could have easily dribbled. You could have shot that ball. What are you doing?" Now he's gonna cry some more.
I just thought it was shocking that the other team, forget their name, that they have a coach that could play basketball because he is like literally 12.
Yeah.
But why does he look so young?
Florida's coach?
Yeah.
38, I think.
39.
It looks like he's 12.
I know. 38, 39, something like that.
He certainly cannot grow facial hair.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a good game last night. And, I apologize to Frog for screwing up his homework. But, it's a good basketball game I had to watch.
I'm glad that my dad wasn't a sports addict like you are.
No kidding?
Yeah, I never watched TV.
Why do you say that?
Because you get ignored and your homework gets screwed up.
And you get yelled at school.
Good answer. Good answer. Yeah. Makes sense. Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, Jamie.
Why would anybody become an accountant? Sorry.
Funny you should say that.
Yeah.
Three things, actually.
Okay.
Three things that you need to put on your list today.
Okay. I have to go to Highlands Ranch Imports, take my car in.
That's number one.
Yeah. I got to get my taxes done. It just doesn't seem like it'd be fun to deal with clients like me. You know, like, could you just hurry up and get your crap together and get it to me so I can go on vacation?
Well.
Sorry, Ron.
I can tell you from my perspective, it's not easy to deal with you. It's just not easy.
Well, I think I'm a lovely, pleasant human. It's just I'm a procrastinator.
Yeah. Right.
But I bet they have a lot of people that do that, you know, that call in the last minute. I mean, Carson, who has ADHD and OCD, isn't going till Thursday, which is shocking to me. I can't believe that wasn't on your books like a long time ago.
Well,
I'm probably going to owe, so it's like, oh, so I want to push that. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because as a CPA, all these people that come at the last minute at you and like, I need an appointment, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm sure they're like, oh my God, yeah. I just want to go on vacation.
Well, you're considered last moment if you waited till after April 4th, 1st. Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think so with the CPA.
All right, so you have three more things or something.
Let's see. Well, you made me forget now. Let's see. You have to go take the car.
Yeah.
You have to get your taxes done. Oh, then you got a Zoom call at 1 o'clock.
Wow, what are you, my, like, personal assistant?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure that you get everything done today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I just want to make sure you make the most of your Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay?
I really am not looking forward to today at all. I mean, nothing sounds fun. You know, have you ever had those days where, like, just nothing on my agenda sounds
Dread
fun?
It.
There are certain days that you just have to get things done that you really don't enjoy.
Yeah, but sometimes you can just keep pushing it off another day.
Well, sure appears that you're going to push it off till a Wednesday. Right? All right, we got to go. Okay, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Hopefully you get something done today.
Yep.
And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.